Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Catalyst Church Travel Baseball Podcast. I'm Chris Denny, and I'm happy to be sharing this week with you. So, if you've ever played any sport for any length of time, you know that at some point, the inevitable is going to happen. There's going to be a play where a bad call is made on your behalf. Maybe it's a close play at the plate. Maybe it's a ball strike call. Maybe it's a play in the field where you make the catch and the umpire rules that the ball was dropped, or vice versa. We've all been victims of a bad play, a bad call, rather. And, you know, sometimes those bad calls come out in the wash. You know, they kind of even up, you know, one team to another. But then there are just times when a bad call may determine a run. It may determine the outcome of a game or even the outcome of a tournament. And the question becomes, what do we do with that? How do we respond? How do we react? How do we play honorably even when we know that we're being robbed, that a bad call has been made? Because just like all of us are human, umpires are human and they make human mistakes. And yet, it's frustrating because if they'd gotten it right, the outcome of the game might have been altogether different. So how do we deal with that? How in the world do we respond? I was reading a story this week that was talking specifically about a young man watching his dad play church softball. He said his dad was 43 and he was active, and though he wasn't known for hitting grand slams, he was good at placing the ball and beating the throw, and singles and doubles were his specialty, and he had done the best he could with the skills that he had. One particular night, his dad had roped one over the second baseman's head, and the center fielder flubbed the ball, and the ball went all the way to the fence. And his dad saw this as he rounded first base, so he poured on the steam, and he figured that if he sprinted for third and slid, he could beat the throw. Everybody in the stands was cheering as he sent two of his teammates over to score, and the center fielder finally got the ball and threw it into third. The throw came as hard and fast as the outfielder could fire it, and his dad started a long slide on that infield, and dust flew everywhere. Now, as is typical in softball, the home plate umpire was responsible for the calls at the plate, but also for the call at third. And so, unfortunately, he was just a little bit out of position to make the call. His dad's foot slammed into third base a solid second before the ball arrived, before the third baseman tagged his leg. But much to the amazement and then to the anger of the entire team, the umpire, who hesitated slightly before making the call, yelled, "You're out." And instantly, every member of the team poured out onto the field and started shouting at once. They were intent on only one purpose. They wanted to win, and by golly, they knew they were right. The two runners who had crossed home plate before Dad was called out had brought the score to within one. So if he was out, and we all knew that he wasn't, his team was going to be robbed of a single run. And with only an inning left in the game, this one call could cost them the game. But just as the fracas threatened to boil over into a mini riot, the dad silenced the crowd. And as the dust settled around him, he held up a hand. "Guys, stop," he yelled, and then more gently, "You know, there's more at stake here than being right. There's something more important here than winning a game. And if the ump says I'm out, I'm out." And with that, he dusted himself off, limped to the bench to get his glove, and walked back into left field all by himself, ready to begin the last inning. And one by one, the guys on his team gave up their protest, picked up their own gloves, and walked out to their position on the field. And he said, I got to tell you, I was both bewildered and proud that night. My dad's character was showing, and it sparkled. And he said, I knew his character at that selfless moment was worth more than all the gold-toned plastic trophies you can buy. And the interesting thing about this is that the evidence of his character was proven not by the victory in his argument, but by his self-control even when he was wronged. I recognize that when we're on the field, the goal is to play to our best, to play to the best of our abilities. But as a team, our goal is the same. It's to win. But the goal is also always to win the right way and even to lose the right way. And in another podcast, we'll talk about what it means to lose victoriously and win honorably. But specifically as it relates to this idea of how do we overcome a bad call? Is it possible that even in the midst of an imperfect circumstance, that God has a way of working things out in the end, and that there may be lessons that we can learn even from a bad call against us. I would say one of the great scriptural examples of this, obviously, is the example of Jesus. If anybody in all of history got a raw deal, it was Jesus. He was perfect in all of his life, and yet had the ultimate mistreatment enacted upon him when he was unjustly accused and actually crucified, not for his own sins, but actually for the sins of others. But if anybody had a right to argue that he was the victim of a bad call, it would have been Jesus. And yet, just as the dad in the softball story, even more so, his character shone through. And in the moments when he was being most mistreated, being treated most unfairly, his character and his love and his grace for others shone through in a way that actually is part of why people continue to follow him to this day and who live by the principles that he gave us to live by. Now, I recognize that it's much easier for the Son of God to act honorably in the midst of unfair treatment. And yet, as we go out onto the field today, we can make a choice. We can make a choice about how our character will play out even before the bad call happens. And so we have to decide for ourselves, how can I do what's right? How can I act honorably, even if something happens where a circumstance might treat me with dishonor? How can I respect those in authority, even when they may not be right? Is there an honorable way to express disagreement without it becoming personal or without us surrendering into personal attacks on the umpire or the other team or whatever the case may be? And also, how do we deal with a circumstance where maybe we are benefited by a bad call? Is it our responsibility to make the call right? Is it our responsibility as a coach or as a player to make sure that we act honorably and with integrity, even when a situation plays to our benefit rather than our detriment? And again, these are decisions that are made in the moment, but they're actually determined before we ever go onto that field. And so one of the things as coaches and as parents and as players that we can determine ahead of time is that we want to be players of high integrity. We want to be coaches with high integrity. And it doesn't mean that there won't be points of disagreement. It won't be that there won't be places where an argument with the umpire might be necessary, or at least a conversation with an umpire or a conversation with another parent might be a necessary thing. But really, the most important part of this is to ask ourselves and to prepare ourselves with what kind of spirit we're going to go into those kind of conversations with. Is it a spirit of defensiveness? Is it a spirit of win at all costs? Or is it a spirit of, hey, let's let right be right, but let's also be honorable in our words and the manner in which we communicate with one another? And so today, as you prepare to take the field, my prayer and my hope is that we will head out today to play with a greater sense and a greater desire to play as players of integrity, of players of character. And whether every call goes against us or our calls go for us or whatever the case may be, that we would be able to walk off that field knowing that we played to the best of our ability physically, but even more than that, that we would be able to play to the best of our ability with our character. And then as we leave that field, nothing can diminish the kind of reputation that we have. And that the players on our own team, the players on the opposing team, the umpires, the fans of both teams, each of us could look at us and say, that's a player of character, that's a player of integrity, that's a player of honor, and that's the kind of player that I want to be. And so today, we pray that you will be safe, that you'll have a good time, and that today the character of Jesus would be demonstrated in each of you as you take the field. Have a great week, everybody. Let's play ball. Portions of today's content was taken from the book Chicken Soup for the Baseball Fan's Soul.